I bet you're absolutely gutted, because undoubtedly this is the biggest match of the season so far. These are the sort of games, I know you probably want to play in every game, most footballers do, but this is a bit special today because it's going to be absolutely rammed to the rafters.
Yeah, and obviously you can see early on Sunderland are bringing a big crowd. You can see it on your way to the stadium, there's a bigger police presence, and these are the games, as you say, as footballers want to play in. It's big game of the season, and but I suppose the way we are just now is every game's massive.
It's probably a good time to be playing them though. They've had a bit of a stumble, 3 draws in the last 5, and we've unbeaten in 3, and that win on Tuesday was massive, wasn't it?
Yeah, of course, and we know that they're a dangerous side, but as you said, I've done my homework last night and they've won 1 game out of the last 6, so
it's not great, that is it?
It's not good, and their away form's not been great, and hopefully we can capitalise on that. Bit of a leaky defence on their behalf, and hopefully we can take something from that.
It's going to be a tough afternoon because we are down to the bare bones, but I know you went off, but Anthony O'Connor did really well actually in that holding midfield role, didn't he, on Tuesday?
He was superb. I thought he headed everything away. He was on the front foot, and he showed up the midfield, and along with Lewis's energy in there, I think it's nothing to worry about.
Would have been a hard graft if you'd have stayed on, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, I wasn't playing well either. Obviously, I came off. I was disappointed being injured and stuff, but.
Were you feeling it? Were the legs a bit tired?
No. I mean, I've said before, like, I actually felt better on Tuesday before the game than I did before last weekend's game, so I was surprising myself the way I was recovering from matches and felt really fit, and I was getting fitter. Last Saturday I thought the overall team,
there's a lot of legs in there,
felt
last week.
And we looked fitter and we felt fitter, and so it's just one of those things. It's disappointing. Obviously we've been on a short-term deal as well. It's disappointing, so we'll see how I recover, and I'll take each day as it comes, but it's a bit boring, but I'm looking forward to getting back already.
This is the next best thing, is it? At least you can get involved. Listen, I won't worry about the short-term deal. You've been brilliant in the few games. I think you've made enough of an impact to be a fan's favourite already. So fingers crossed it is a swift recovery, although I did give you a bit of stick on Tuesday night because you put the ball out of play twice in the opening 10 minutes.
Yep, that's what.
But I did say it was uncharacteristic.
Well, twice in a season's no bad, is it?
Yeah. Do you think it might have anything to do with, obviously, you've not had a full pre-season and then playing a lot of games at once, it does put a lot of stress on the muscles?
Yeah, I think the travelling comes into it as well. I've looked after myself. There's only so much you can do without having a pre-season. And that structure, having that structure every day. And
what were you doing when you were running yourself and joining
yeah,
in?
Yeah, I was doing a lot of boxing, believe it or not, for a skinny guy. I was doing a lot of boxing, a lot of plyometric stuff for those who are into their fitness work.
Yep, yep.
And then for the few weeks before that I came in here, I was at Barnsley under 23s, but the intensity's not the same. Their season had started, they were playing maybe 2 games a week, so that was sort of interrupting my week's training, and weekends off and you're sitting on the couch watching soccer Saturday. It was good up to a point, but you can't replicate match minutes, and that's one thing I lacked. And then obviously to come here and go straight into the team and right into the deep end, which I'm not complaining about at all. It's obviously taken its toll a little bit, and like I say, I think the travelling after a tough game last week took its toll as well.